Okay. Welcome back to the Scrunchy AF podcast. Your host, Becky.
Kaya. Hey, ladies. Yes. To drink or not to drink? That is the question.
Yeah. A lot of people after the holidays, you know, it's Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's, and we're just drinking and eating. And a lot of people take January. They call it dry January.
Detox. Interesting. Mm-hmm. New Year's resolution time.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
So a lot of people I know did dry January, and then they can just continue their sobriety moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then some people are waiting until the end of January, January 31st or whatever, and they can't wait to drink again.
So yeah.
I think all of us have a personal journey with alcohol.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some, you know, fact that we see on the internet or things we've read, and then our influences with that.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and start. Want to start, Katie, with you?
Yeah, sure. So my journey with alcohol, I have always been just a social drinker and a lot of social drinking because I'm very shy by nature. So alcohol is a great way to like loosen up and kind of be able to just, for me, I feel like it makes me be
well, people can relate to socialize. That, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Stand there, let them drink in your hand. So September 28, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was when we went to the beach. So even before that, I had been significantly cutting back my alcohol intake. Mine was simply in the beginning, one, a health thing, wanting to lose weight, wanting to be more healthy, detox my body. Secondly, my best friend was sober. She has her own alcohol-free journey. She's been sober almost 3 years now. So even having that support from her and just wanting to support her being sober was, you know, something that I did in support of her.
Good and, friend. Look at you.
Yeah.
And then continuing that, it was because of the anxiety after drinking.
Mm-hmm.
My husband even will say that we would be just home, him and I drinking. There's nothing I could have done wrong. Nothing I could have said to offend him. Nothing happened. But I would wake up the next morning with significant anxiety. Just I was like quite a boy. And I nicknamed anxiety.
Yeah.
So I just can't deal with that anymore. And whether that's just me being 30 or me just in this stage of life, it's not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I miss alcohol a lot, just like a red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, but for me, the pros outweigh the cons of these.
Right.
Alcohol is neurotoxin, but that was my motivation.
Starting, yeah, that's it. I mean, just a friend. See, we talk about community all the time, and like friendships and relationships, not just you know, boyfriend girlfriend stuff, but friends, you know, or husband and wife stuff. Sometimes your friends can really jumpstart you on a lifestyle, journey. So that's great. And your friend, I guess now, do you have like that in common?
He was my best friend for a very long time. And yes, so she decided to get sober. It was for her own personal reasons.
Right.
But she is and was big in like the bar community, just to like go out and line dance and just be social, very social butterfly. So for her, I know drinking was a good way to like be social. But then her and I both had to navigate like going out sober, going out to the bar sober, trying to be social while still being sober.
Yeah.
For her, I don't think that was even a big deal at all. She's naturally just a social person. Me, it was really still
difficult. Yeah.
Like you don't have that as like a safety net, even though it wasn't safe.
Yeah.
Is it
pretty? It is. Well, and during like the holidays when you go out to people's houses and there's people drinking. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, it's culture. Alcohol is in all the marketing culture now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So. For me, 2021, July, was my last drink. So, three years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I drink a lot of wine and I also drink a lot of hard liquor. I was in the military. And I'm from Miami, so I was a Miami party girl. So, didn't never not drink. It wasn't like a problem. It was just, I was a party person, social person, even like mm-hmm. before the pandemic, right before it shut down everything. Like I did that years for years, years and years at the club. I mean, what do you do there?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a huge, like, even now I can, it's mind-boggling how much I changed just because of that. Just stop. To drink, just because I was on that journey of natural living and also some personal reasons. And so I just feel like it made sense for me. I was transforming without even knowing it, you know, my unconsciously, you know, too. So it just fit. And I didn't even miss it after that. I was like, why was I so dependent? You get dependent on it. And I was so dependent on having a good time. People always say, you know, you don't need to drink to have a good time. And people say it, but they don't really believe it.
Just, yeah. Yeah. So, liquid encouragement.
So, yeah, but I just remember, even at one point in time, I had to take medication that I couldn't drink or at all. And I was like a baby about it. I was such a baby about it. I was like, what do you mean? I can't live.
Yeah.
No, I need to party. And it's just so dumb. Dumb.
Yeah.
People who know me personally for years can, if they're listening to this, yeah, Becky, yes, that was you. So, but yeah, I was always a sober kid anyways. Like, I didn't start drinking in high school or anything like that. I was a sober kid, quote unquote, when it came to my friends, but it was after. Like, I matured. I'm not just like a mature thing to do, but, you know, I was flourishing as an adult later, doing all the social things later. I was a loner in high school, so I wasn't like super social. And so I think, like you, Katie, like liquid encouragement, like,
yeah,
you know, like that helped me be social, that helped me dance and have fun. I thought I needed it.
And it is just,
I thought I needed it.
It's gotten better. It really has.
Since you've noticed.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
So that's how I felt, like, you know. So now that I haven't consumed alcohol, I don't know if I miss it, but I kind of, the social aspect of that, you know, when, like, wine, like you were saying, like,
yeah,
it's not like hard liquor,
you know. But I do still
hate shots. Like, I never liked shots. Like,
yeah,
thing, like, everyone did like Jaeger, like, or something like crazy, or fireballs or some shit like that. Like, I was like, like all the time. My drink of choice was like rum, or, you know, stuff like that, like sweet thing. Mm-hmm. And even my wine was sweet, and, you know, some red, but like mostly sweet. So, but yeah, now I can't even can't relate to people now with a lot of things. But now that I'm a homesteader, I'm like, I don't really relate to anybody. But drinking is a thing.
Yeah,
that people really, even like at work, you know, people socialize, you know, mm-hmm. like, hey, we're going to do this function at work, or anything you can do.
After hours. Yeah.
Like stuff like that. It changes.
Yeah.
Like your whole, the way you, oh, I don't drink. And people look at you like, what? In their mind. You know, they kind of,
I have a
pass judgment.
I think when I tell people that I don't drink.
What do they say?
Or, you know, then, and then in the beginning of whatever conversation or wherever I am, I just say no, thank you. Rarely am I ever pressured or pushed into it. Rarely am I ever where someone's like, oh, come on, just one won't kill you.
Mm-hmm. I think because you're around the right people. Yeah. You're around the supportive type. Yeah.
Did you just have one with us? That has never even been on the table.
Yeah.
It has always just been like, oh, you stopped drinking? Okay, great.
Like, good for you, or something like that.
Questions. Like, yeah. When I switched over back into eating meat, there was a question like, hey, are you drinking? Are you not drinking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Most people in
the way. Yeah.
I think that's good. I mean, you need, like you said, being around the right people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think when I was drinking, I wasn't around, like, I was around party people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Which is not, it's everybody evolved. Now they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
They're not partying like how we were back in our early 20s. Of course not. People have kids.
We're old.
Like, you know, you see those memes and those stories, people posting like what we really do. Yeah. Like, where do people in their 30s who don't drink?
Garden. We garden. Yes.
So I think all of that is inclusive. I mean, it really took the place of alcohol my mind wasn't there. It's like, I have so many other things I want to do. I want to do that. I want to sit and do that.
And I think Kai is a happy medium.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Different life phases. So I've been through quite a journey, you know, fluctuating back and forth, and grew up in an alcohol-free home. So neither of my parents drank. Even during the holidays, it just was never a thing in our household. I had lots of family members that did, but just my parents didn't. And when I got to high school, dabbled and tried a couple of things. And then when I moved out on my own, I'm like, wow, what is this? And, you know, you kind of jump off the deep end when you've been, you know, sheltered, quote unquote. And I think everybody has had their, you know, fair share of college days. I think this is a great opportunity, Katie, for our message out to the team that nothing we have.
Oh, disclaimer.
Our disclaimer. Yes. Thanks, Katie. No. And I mean, we all had, you know, our time to explore and try things. And, you know, I met my now husband about 10 years, almost 11 years ago. And, you know, we had a journey together. And we both actually had a couple of times where we stopped drinking altogether. One time it lasted a month. One time it was a couple of months. I think the longest bout was maybe 6 months. And it was definitely great to detox. And then, you know, as you mature and get older, we had kids, you know, got into our careers and just are in a different place now. And, you know, I don't drink to socialize. I do it to unwind. So I, you know, I also use yoga to unwind and other things to unwind, meditate, but I use it as just, you know, a nice glass of wine at the end of the day. And there are some days where I'm like, you know, I don't need this, and what can I do in place? And yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't need it. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You use the mom excuse, like, oh, these kids.
No. Kids.
This is going to get us in trouble, because a lot of women, I know some people, I know personally.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
They pull that out of social media.
Yeah.
And there is a subgroup of people.
Yeah.
You see them on social media. You see them on TikTok. It's, you know, if you have to fill up your Yeti cup full of wine to go to your kid's soccer game, I'm judging
that,
you.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just being young.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Drinking at that time. But now I still see people my age doing that. And I'm just like, it's not. I'm sorry. If you're doing that, I love you, but I am judging you. That's not normal.
So yeah,
think immediately, oh, how can I drink to make this more?
Mm.
What way?
Yeah.
Ages are, and we're all in our 30s, right?
Like, yes.
Everybody's comfortable with age.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm 30. Yeah. Turning 31 in a couple of months. Yeah. Age is just a number. It's just a number. It's about how you feel.
I think it gives us like a timeline of like, yeah, you're in your early 30s and most people are either or.
Yeah.
Still in that phase or.
Yeah. But let's talk about like, what does it do to your body? So, right?
Well, yeah. Dr. Amen, shout out. We love him. You can on the socials.
Some people might have heard of him because he recently scanned the Kardashians. But
oh, really? Oh, wow.
Because it brings that.
Yes. The audio brain scan.
Yeah.
He's a doctor. He says he's a psychologist, but he scans brains and he's amazing. He's a doctor. So he's the one that you should say.
Yes.
And yeah, he talks about that a lot. He has a lot of posts about alcohol and what it does to the brain. He's all about brain health. And so with the brain, I mean, it's a toxin.
Yeah.
And he just goes more into detail with that I'm not going to, because I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is scientific proof of what it does to the brain. He scans brains. He can tell you if you have holes in your brain. He can see that something has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol is, you know, it's not a good thing. And he doesn't He doesn't judge. He's just telling you the facts.
Yeah.
That's it. He's all about the facts. It's about science, the doctor, and also psychologist. So it's even, I mean, that's a big psychological thing people have with alcohol. And you know? Yeah. Very, mm-hmm. Yes. People who have like issues or a family, like you said, you mentioned you come from a non-alcoholic Huancayo, right?
Yeah.
So that's a thing, right? If you're like, I'm Spanish, huge Spanish culture, you know, they have parties, they have alcohol involved. It's not that's a problem. It's just the way they celebrate. You know?
Yeah.
Like, holidays. It's not a bad thing. It's just that's culture. Like that's their culture. You know?
I didn't grow up with no drinks. She doesn't really drink when I was a kid. Yeah. She didn't. My dad, I could probably count on one hand how many times I've seen that man hold a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's just the facts. I mean, if you check him out, Dr. Amen, he's great, a resource to get like scientific facts.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just three women here with our
yeah.
As far as like nutrition goes with alcohol, right? There's
zero. Oh, yeah. Zero nutrition. A lot of calories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are studies that support that, but as far as like liquor and beer and all of these things, zero nutritional values, very high in calories, yes. Very high in sugar content. Mm-hmm. Drinking these things daily or in copious amounts raises your insulin.
Yeah. Well, and all the food that you're eating while you're drinking too. It does. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, while you're drinking,
right.
I read somewhere. I can probably find the study.
in our newsletter.
Yeah.
Watch out.
While you are drinking, your body is focused on getting this toxin out of your body and filtering the toxin. It kind of shuts off its weight loss abilities. So people, you know, if people are trying to lose weight,
yeah,
but they're like, oh, I'm drinking a couple beers on the weekend. You're kind of erasing all the hard work you just did. Mm-hmm. And all those calories you're eating while you're drinking because you have the munchies or you're trying to sober up or whatever it is, your body is not filtering the enzymes.
Yeah. So it affects your metabolism. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know in college I would wake up and be like, oh my God, I drank all night and I feel so skinny. That's because I'm dehydrated.
Yeah.
Yes. It shrinks your brain cells.
And yeah. The same day you will gain 5 pounds or more back because you're actually drinking water the rest of the day. So it is horrible for your metabolism. I mean, your fat loss just goes out the window. Yes. Any nutritionist will tell you when you're drinking alcohol, it is one of the hardest ways to continue to drink alcohol and try to weight.
Yeah.
They don't go hand in hand.
Yeah. I think doctors will also say like, I get it if you don't drink daily, but there's that one night that you binge. That's actually worse.
Yeah.
And
very heavy load on your liver.
Yes, very. And I feel like we're all on our own journeys when it comes to natural living and things. But really, if you really want to have change, you just need to sometimes you stop, you know, doing things that you feel like there isn't an issue with everything. Mind, body, and soul. Like if it's interrupting your mind, body, and soul, right. Like don't do it.
Right, so yeah.
But it doesn't affect her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was saying inflammation. I was noticing brain fog. I was noticing anxiety. I mean, I could list 50 different symptoms I was having that I've seen disappear since stopping alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can compare my face now at this weight to my face at the same weight maybe 3 years ago when I was drinking. And it's, I mean, there's
night and day.
Yeah.
Than I did 4 years ago, you know, than I do now. So it absolutely makes a difference on your just outward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the day-to-day life is important to understand. Like if you're drinking I've seen people like that's how they unwind every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Unwinding once in a while, fine, but every day,
Yeah.
So you're consuming a lot of alcohol, and also preservatives, like, like, do they really have, like, what's the ingredient?
Yeah, what is in that beer? What is in that wine? You know,
there's no nutrition label. There's no nutrition.
And it's funny because I actually looked at my bottle of wine and there's no ingredients listed. So you have zero idea what preservatives are in that bottle. Nitrates. Yeah.
Grow your own hop.
So it's funny. So actually my husband, shout out Alex. So he's making his own homemade mead. Well, he selects what's going in there. So, you know, our household, we try and do as much holistic and, you know, organic. So, I mean, he is making organic mead because everything that's going in it is organic. We're going to actually use our own honey that's from our beehive to go into the mead, his mead journey. Yes.
Crunchy BFFs, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to hear in from general, the husbands?
With men and women, that's also a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like your husband doing anything you don't like. I want to know how, yeah. There has to be a statistic out there what sex actually does drink more than
men. I don't know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And even the, I would say mental health is huge, right?
Yeah.
That's a stigma on it. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big thing for first responders. Shout out to all you first responders and thank you for your service. We love you guys, but it is a big thing. Yeah.
Specifically, I mean, they're first responders.
They will drink at 8 o'clock in the morning, go have a beer because they had a fire the night before. It's a,
yeah,
you know, tradition. But their 8 a.m. is like our 8 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there can be a lot of judgment around drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't judge so much because I know I get the,
like, that's their culture.
But that's their culture. Exactly. You know, they're winding down. They're trying to, you know, stress relief.
Yeah. They're like, I deserve this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm, see, I'm glad you bring that up because you're not just talking out of your ass. Like your husbands,
yeah,
are, mm-hmm, firefighters. You've seen this firsthand of things, and it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just that you're seeing the culture, and that's like something, a tradition that you can't, you're never gonna stop. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Definitely.
Had someone ask my husband the other day, "Do you have any stress in your life?" And he, without us skipping a beat, he's like, "No." I'm like, "What do you mean, no?" Your job is so stressful.
Hmm. That should be definitely another episode, and we'll bring the guys in. Yeah,
we've said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're squinches, but yeah, I feel like that's a super important to say, just because there's so many factors when it comes to alcohol.
Yeah,
your job.
Yeah. Well, and I think just from a scrunch level, just trying to be more holistic, it's like, how holistic is drinking? You know, it, like what you're putting in your body, what you're doing to age your body, what you're eating while you're out socially drinking. And it's like, are you being the best you? So that you normally wouldn't be. Are you looking at nutrition value of things while you're eating? No.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
In my bed, just laying down and like taking a piece of a nugget and putting it, stuffing it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Worse. But really, since stopping drinking, I mean, I used to have problems sleeping at night and stopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
More positive.
Yeah, positive change. Yeah. Yes.
You know, I think there's benefits to it.
Yeah.
Either way.
And I feel like, I know we talked about like blue zones, like, like.
Yes. And they don't drink. I think they do. Some of them do. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a culture thing. And I guess obviously there are some benefits of it, but I think it's different. You know,
yeah.
Maybe they're making it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This conversation with my husband, okay, close friends, you know,
yeah,
it's an interesting take. Once you get sober, a lot of people are like, I will never drink again. Like my best
friend. Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I think.
Yeah.
I
feel, yeah.
Me, I don't necessarily have that feeling.
Yeah.
Because I may want to start again, but it may be
different
in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Only certain alcohols, like red wine, like once a week or less. Or, you know, I may put some like rules or.
For yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We want to do this, but.
Yeah. You're not going to binge. Like if you have one glass of wine, too much.
I think the key takeaway is moderation. And I think for every topic that we talk about, it's not about all or nothing. I think that it's all about moderation. So moderation in what you're eating, moderation and sustainability, moderation. And that's why we are scrunchy. We are not 100% crunchy. We are not 100% silky. We are middle of the road, moderate. And I think that that's kind of the baseline of this podcast is everything is in moderation.
Relate to 100% crunchy. Like that's just not.
Yeah. In this society. Not in this society. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Girls and 100% of
your. Yes.
Like, I mean, that is a full time. It's a full time.
Living off the grid. I mean, that is the end goal. But when you are relying on society, it is odds working against you.
Yeah. I mean, it all goes into that. But yeah, with the alcohol thing, I mean, I think there is a story for everybody. Everybody has a story. So people don't even care. Like, I'm going to still bake my sourdough and I love beer and I'm going to drink beer. Three times a week or one time a week or whatever. It's not like a judgment thing. It's just that at the end of the day, de facto.
And we're sharing our stories, our opinions. Yeah.
So definitely, you know, check out those people who are spreading the good word.
Yeah.
And educating, because that's all you can do. If anything, you'll be educated.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to alcohol, it's a huge topic. It's like you don't want to talk about it. Like, you're not going to just sit down and be like, so do you drink?
Right. It's one of those off topic things you're not supposed to talk about, like religion and politics. Take on it.
Maybe their alcohol intake. Mm-hmm. We're not calling everybody an alcoholic, by the way. Everybody's an alcoholic. I'm just saying, certain people may have a problem and they don't realize it because they think it's normal because of marketing in our society.
Yeah.
Marketing is huge.
Whenever you look, it's here, have a drink, here's some alcohol, you deserve it. And it's like, So, you know, it makes it more acceptable and socialized to have a problem and not realize it.
Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know, maybe there is a places where they actually like tax it more, just like cigarettes. You know how like their prices have increased in certain places, so they won't have buying it. I think that's like a thing where society can definitely do that. Obviously, you know, they can mark up.
I think they already do.
Yeah, but people pay it. People pay it. Yeah.
I mean, back in the day in the club, this was like what, over 15 years ago, whatever. Crazy. I'm aging myself. But in the club, one drink, I remember me and my friend, we had to split it. It was $30.
Wow.
Glass.
Wow. Yeah.
$30. I'm like, okay, we split it.
Wow. Yes.
That was it. Imagine how much.
Well, that's the thing too. So when my husband and I go out to dinner, if each of us have one drink, it probably doubles our bill. Yeah. 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 For one drink. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, be mindful of prices. Finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to get drunk on Sundays and go antiquing. We would go to downtown.
Yes.
Bars and drink and antique, and it was so fun. But Dolan from no kids.
Yeah. Dink life.
We had the disposable income.
Yeah.
And we're trying to save money. And...
Yeah.
As it was fun for a different stage of life. That's not my current stage anymore.
Yeah. I think we've all grown. I hope somebody listening or, you know, or scrunchy BFFs out there, I hope that one of us has inspired you, if anything. Give you some tidbits.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to completely stop. We're just giving us
stop forever if that's not leading either.
Do a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, you know, let us know in the comments.
Let us know about your journey. We would love to hear from you. Right. Yeah.
Want to see how other, because I'm actually curious about that. Mm-hmm. Like with people. What are their thoughts on it?
Yeah.
Just like how we joke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Famous for being all these people.
We all have. Oh, I said we all have. Yeah. Yeah.
We have kids, you're like, don't do as I do, say this.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I feel like it's a good thing to talk about, have the conversations, and hey, maybe you'll be inspired.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Till next time. Bye.